The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show.
Welcome now to our show. Here's a friend you all know. Charlotte Greenwood is with us again.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards, to remind you that every time you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say and the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And here is our star, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood. It's been said that the meek shall inherit the earth. But Charlotte's decided the earth must be flat. For as an heir of the Barton estate, she came into a very little property, but a very big problem. Namely, the task of providing money and mothering for the three Barton children, little Robert and teenage Barbara and Jack. Today our story begins late on a Monday evening as the door chimes ring at the Barton home.
Evening, Miss Greenwood.
Well, Junior, come right in.
Thank you, thank you. I just got the phone message you left, so I latched right onto my bicycle and started trucking on down. I sure scorched all the way through with you.
Scorched?
Yep.
That's why they call you the Flaming Youth. Well, it's awfully nice of you to come over anyway.
Oh, think practically nothing of it. You know, there's nothing I like to do as much as helping a maiden in distress.
Thank you very much.
For the help?
For the maiden. You're very gallant, Junior.
Oh, say, when you say that, you're coming up in the right riff, sister. Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. Did I ever tell you about the time I rescued a beautiful damsel from a wild bull?
No, but I'm sure you will.
This girl was crossing the field, you see, and this here bull took after her. Well, I seen it was a fraughty issue, so I hops over the fence, whips off my shirt, and waves it in the bull's face. But he tore the shirt to tatters and trampled it in the dirt.
Are you sure it was a bull? It sounds like a laundryman.
Oh, no. Well, then the bull charged. But by that time, I was getting sore. I worked myself up into a lather. I certainly did. And the bull charged again. And again, I worked myself up into a lather. And then, do you know how I saved the girl?
Yes, Junior, by a close shave.
Yes, that's right. Oh, shucks, Miss Greenwood. Should have known better than to tell you any stories anyway. You always take my points before I get to them.
Oh, goodness, you make me sound like the OPA.
Say, what do you want me to do for you, Miss Greenwood?
Well, a special friend of mine is visiting me, Junior. She arrived this evening, and I wonder if you'd take care of the lunchroom by yourself tomorrow.
Why, sure I will. Anytime you ask me to do something for you, I feel like a knight in armor.
Yes, but all I want is a day in the lunchroom.
Oh, yes, well.
Oh, hello, Junior.
Oh, well, hiya, Jack. Good to be seeing you. Good night, Miss Greenwood.
Well, Jack, you're home early. I thought you had a date with Janet Gregory.
Yeah, I did, but she was out to a party last night, so tonight her folks said she had to be in by 9:30.
Oh, that's the way with parents. They spend half their time wondering how their children will turn out and the other half wondering when they'll turn in.
Well, you can't blame Janet for her folks being old-fashioned. Gosh, Aunt Charlotte, she's wonderful.
Yes, she is. What did you and Janet do this evening, Jack?
Well, just went down to the neighborhood movie.
Oh, see something good?
Yeah, Show Business, starring Eddie Cantor, George Murphy, and Constance Moore.
Oh.
It's a good picture, even though it is kind of, well, naive.
Naive? Why, I saw that picture when it was downtown at the Lakeview. I enjoyed it.
Well, you women would. But to a man of the world, a picture like that, well, it's just not true to life. As the French say, it's impossible. That means it's impossible.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought nothing was impossible for a Frenchman.
Well, now, you take that scene. Look, you take that scene where George Murphy meets Constance Moore.
Mm-hmm.
He takes one look at her, and what does he do?
What?
He falls flat on his face. Now, a sophisticated man doesn't act like that when he meets La Grande Passion. Mm-hmm. That's French for the Grand Passion.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He keeps calm and collected, even in an affair d'amour. Mm-hmm. That's French for love affair.
Mm-hmm. You know, I learn something new every day. But I think you ought to be a little more generous towards George Murphy.
Oh, Charlotte, dear. I finally got unpacked. Oh, I hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, not at all. Jack, I'd like to have you meet a friend of mine. She just got in town this evening. Miss Moore, this is my nephew, Jack Barton.
How do you do, Jack?
How do you do?
Hey, you're Constance Moore.
Why, yes.
Constance Moore from Hollywood.
Constance here for the Red Cross Drive, Jack. She's going to stay with us a few days.
Constance Moore in our house. Oh, boy, is this groovy. Pardon me while I blow my top.
What was that?
I'm not sure, but I think it's French for falling flat on your face.
With you the last couple of days.
Look, Barbara, will you go away and let me alone?
Well, you've certainly been acting very strangely.
Well, what's strange about my not wanting to run around with a bunch of immature kids?
Oh, and you're so mature yourself. All of 17 years old.
Going on 18.
Oh, pardon me, Grandpa. But you better snap out of it before Friday night because Janet Gregory is expecting you to take her to the high school dance.
Jack, you're wanted on the phone.
Well, thanks, Aunt Charlotte. Who is it, you know?
Oh, some boy named Howard Marlowe.
Oh, him.
Aunt Charlotte.
Yes?
What's the trouble with Jack, anyhow?
Well, generally speaking, the trouble with a boy is trouble with a girl.
Oh, I know it's a girl. It's Janet Gregory, of course. But why has he got this crazy notion he's too old for her?
Too old?
Well, maybe she's a year younger, but what difference does that make? He seems to think people will laugh if he takes her to the dance Friday night.
Well, maybe Jack wants to take some other girl to the dance. Remember, he hasn't known Janet very long.
No, Aunt Charlotte, I know he's crazy about Janet. It's just this goofy notion he's got about the difference in their ages.
Hey, Barbara, Howard wants to know what the chemistry assignment is for tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Hmm.
Tomorrow we're starting with sodium, then having potassium, and finishing up with phosphorus.
What, no dessert?
No dessert.
Potassium, sodium, and... you better go tell him yourself.
Oh, Jack, you can't remember anything.
Young kids like Howard bore me anyway. 16 years old, and he thinks he knows everything.
Yes, goodness knows. You have to be at least 17.
Aunt Charlotte, do you mind if I ask you something? Something very personal.
Not at all, only don't expect an answer.
Well, it's about age. What do you think about age?
I try not to.
Do you think if there's a difference in people's ages, it makes any difference? I mean, if there wasn't a difference, would it be any different than it is with a difference?
Do you mind if I go around again? I missed the brass ring that time.
Look, Aunt Charlotte, I've got to talk to somebody that will talk to me.
What's it all about, Jack?
Honest, do you think age means anything? I mean, don't you think it's how deeply you've lived, how you've plumbed life?
Now, don't tell me you're going to take up plumbing.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, this is serious.
Oh, forgive me, Jack.
It's about a girl. Well, you know how girls are.
Yes, I do. They're always one of three things, hungry, thirsty, or both.
Well, you see, this is a girl I want to ask something, only, well, I haven't known her very long, and I...
You wonder if you should ask her?
Yeah, because... Well, there's a kind of difference in our ages, and I don't know if the difference makes enough difference to make it different.
Jack, this is where I came in.
Oh, well, let's skip it.
No, I know what you're talking about.
You do?
Yes, you haven't helped me very much, but I finally figured it out.
And you know who I'm talking about?
Of course, and I'd say the difference in your ages doesn't mean a thing.
Oh, gee, that's swell, but... Oh, gosh, it might make a difference to her. I mean, what people would say.
Jack, there may be all kinds of reasons for or against doing a thing, but the worst reason is what people will say.
Oh, gee, Aunt Charlotte, I can't tell you how much good this talk has done me. It's changed the whole course of my whole life.
Oh, fool. It's not that important. Now, you call up Janet and ask her to go to the dance with you.
Janet? Dance? Me?
For heaven's sake, isn't that what we've been talking about?
I've been talking about Constance Moore.
You mean you want to ask Constance to go to the dance?
No.
Well, then what?
I want to ask her to marry me. Dad, are you serious? What's wrong? What are you looking at me like that for? People get married every day, don't they?
But you're only 17. Connie's 23.
Well, yeah, but you said yourself a few years' difference didn't make any difference.
Well, what will people say?
Well, you said that didn't make any difference either.
My, I seem to have burned all my bridges before I crossed them. Well, all right, Jack, I guess there's nothing I can say except that Connie is a lovely girl.
Oh, she's wonderful. Well, the last 3 days have been the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me. Driving her around to the Red Cross meetings was wonderful. Connie talking to me and smiling at me, I just don't know of any way to describe it.
How about wonderful?
Yeah, that's it, wonderful. Oh, gee, I almost held her hand once.
Careful now, that's the first step toward getting under a girl's thumb.
Oh. It's never going to be like that with Connie and me.
I'm sure it won't, Jack. In fact, I'm almost positive. Do you think she'll say yes when you ask her?
And why not? Of course, you'll have to understand I can't give her a Hollywood home at first until I start working. Oh, but after all, what's a swimming pool?
Just a crowd of people with water in it. Jack, I understand exactly how you feel.
Oh,
and...
Charlotte, here you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, come in, Connie.
Darling, tomorrow's Friday and I'll have to be leaving and I...
Hello, Connie.
Oh, hello, Jack. How are you? As I was saying, Charlotte, before I go, I'd really like to...
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm fine, too, thank you. Charlotte, before I go, I'd really like to see that famous lunchroom of yours. Do you think it can be arranged?
Oh, that's wonderful.
What's wonderful?
You're feeling fine.
Jack, I'll take Connie down to the lunchroom right away. Would you mind getting the car?
Oh, sure, right away. I'll be right back, Connie.
He's a sweet boy, isn't he? He's been so kind and helpful driving me around town all week.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame you're going to have to hurt him.
Hurt him? Me? What do you mean?
Connie, he's head over heels in love with you.
Oh, Charlotte, you're joking.
Oh, I wish I were.
But how could it happen?
I don't know. You must have done something.
Oh, well, good heavens. He couldn't have misunderstood things like my putting my arm around his shoulder or patting his hand.
I'm afraid he did.
But those things didn't mean anything. Why, he's just a child.
That's the tragedy of being 17. You have a set of grown-up emotions, but people still think of you as just a youngster.
Oh, Charlotte, this is terrible. I'll have to tell him it's a mistake.
Oh, I wouldn't, Connie.
But Charlotte...
Now, Jack's gone out with a lot of girls, but this is the first time he's really been in love. And first love is a painful experience at best. But it hurts even more when you find out that the one you love doesn't love you.
What can I do?
I'm not sure, darling, but I'm beginning to get an idea. Tell me, do you know anything about tatting?
Tatting? You mean like knitting?
Yeah.
Goodness, I haven't seen tatting since my grandmother used to make those dinky little doilies. What's that got to do with this?
I don't know yet. How are you in cooking?
Well, I opened a wonderful can of soup. Why?
Well, you're going to start studying a cookbook right away, young lady. And let's see. Yes, ma'am. Barbara's Latin grammar, too. And I'm going to start hoping that this scheme will work.
Someday, when you're opening your morning mail along with the usual bills and advertisements, wouldn't it be refreshing to find a thoughtful card from a friend? Perhaps a card that says your friend just sort of had you in mind, wondered how you were these days. That card would be mighty welcome, wouldn't it? And isn't there someone who would welcome such a card from you? At your Hallmark dealers, you'll find scores of distinctive cards. Cards not only for every day, but for special occasions, too. If someone you know is having a birthday, let an original Hallmark card carry your affectionate wishes or your clever, humorous birthday greetings. If friends of yours are being married or celebrating their anniversary, congratulate them with a beautiful card. Choose a gay get-well card for that friend in the hospital. And it's not a bit too early to select your Easter card. Easter Sunday is April 1st this year, you know. Remember, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. And don't forget, A Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Now back to our story into the Barton home. It's early Friday morning, and from the foot of the stairs in the hallway, Charlotte's calling.
Walter! 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 I'm coming!
Better hurry, son. You'll be late for school.
Charlotte, what does narration mean?
Narration? A narration is, well, a tale.
Tale?
Uh-huh.
Well, what does extinguish mean?
Extinguish means to put out.
I see now. Like you can grab a cat by its narration and extinguish him through the door.
No. Well, what's on that piece of paper, Robert? That's Jack's handwriting. Where did you find it?
In his waste paper basket. There's a lot more, too. All torn up. This was the biggest piece.
Why, it's a poem. Let me read it. So let it end. This seems old narration. Extinguish all the stars. Blank out the time's duration, all beauty. Cancel spring. The sunset hue. The world would still be fair because of you.
Is that goofy?
No, son, I don't think it is.
You laughed a minute ago.
Sometimes, Robert, we laugh to keep from crying. Now, who can that be?
Well, good morning, Miss Greenwood.
Hi, Charlotte.
Well, boys.
Master Robert, I do believe.
Hello, Judge Cronin. Poor Miss Anderson.
Oh, there, Bobby. Off to school?
Well, if he isn't off like a flash, he's going to be late.
Yeah, I'd better run. Goodbye, Aunt Charlotte.
Goodbye, dear. Come in, boys.
As Shakespeare says, the schoolboy with a shining morning face, creeping like a snail and willingly to school. But in my walk of life, I must say, I rarely encounter one.
Oh, Judge, you must have seen lots of snails.
Oh, sure, he sees them, but he can't catch up with
them. Yes.
Oh, poo-poo-poo on you. Oh, poo-poo-poo to you.
Now, boys, always... now, no bickering now. Did you come out here just to quote Shakespeare?
Well, no, I came out to discuss a feature story with Constance Moore.
Oh?
I don't know why Cronin came. Probably just a gawk at her.
Oh, well, nothing of the sort. And have you know I'm not interested in motion picture actresses. I don't care to see glamour girls.
Oh, that's a shame, Judge. I know Connie would be delighted to meet you with all your poise and erudition and, may I say, charm.
Oh. Yes, yes, you may.
May we see her, Charlotte?
Yes, may we?
Well, she's out right now. But she'll be here this afternoon. I'm giving a tea for her, and you're both invited.
Then you'll be entertaining, Charlotte.
Not very, but come anyway. Janet Gregory.
Hello, Miss Greenwood.
Come in, Janet, and I'm glad you could come to the party.
Oh, I shouldn't have come.
Nonsense. Why not?
Well, you know what I mean. Barbara told me all about it, and I know Jack brought me.
Now, Jack isn't giving this tea. I am, and I invited you.
But Jack...
Doesn't make a bit of difference what Jack wants, and besides, I don't think he knows what he wants anyway.
Oh, but I don't want to be running after him.
That's absolutely right, Janet. No girl with any sense runs after any man. She runs away from him, and she keeps on running away from him and running away until she finally catches him.
Jack will only compare me with Constance Moore.
Well, what if he does?
Well, she's glamorous and sophisticated and famous, and what am I?
You're 16, Janet. And that's the most wonderful age in the world. Don't let anyone ever make you feel inferior, because no matter how famous and important they are, they'd trade places with you in a minute. Now, let me have your coat.
No. No, I've changed my mind. I'm not staying.
Now, Janet.
I'm not going to be humiliated.
Oh, here now. Don't start crying. You don't want to... Your eyes all red, do you? Now, let me help you with your coat.
But just the same, I...
Oh, Janet. Oh, that dress is lovely.
Oh, you think I look all right?
Oh, gorgeous. That shade of blue brings out the color of your eyes beautifully, dear.
Mother told me this was the dress to wear.
Well, Mother knows best.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of plain. If it just had a little more trimming on it, I...
Don't you worry what's on it. You'll do all right with what's in it. Now, come
come into the living room.
Is there anyone else here yet?
No, you're the first. That is, except Constance Moore and Jack. Now, don't be nervous. Jack? Janet's here.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Hello, Janet.
Hello, Jack.
Miss Moore, this is Janet Gregory.
How are you, Janet?
How do you do?
Yeah. Well, let's all sit down and be comfortable, shall we?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Sort of looks like rain, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It's certain to rain before evening.
Yes, it is.
Still, it might not rain.
Yes, it might not.
In fact, I don't think it will. Well, that clears up the weather.
One of the others is going to be here, Aunt Charlotte.
Well, Barbara and her friends from high school ought to be here any minute. Oh, that reminds me. Did you know that Connie used to teach high school before she went into pictures?
You used to teach high school, Connie?
Well, there isn't anything wrong with that, is there?
No, but... Well, weren't you kind of young to teach?
No, she was 20. Why, she had children in her class as old as you and Janet. I mean, as old as you are.
Well, what did you teach, Connie?
Latin.
Latin?
That icky long-haired...
Oh, excuse me.
That's right. Latin.
Laudo, laudos, laudat. Laudamus, laudatus, laudamus.
You know your first conjugation, of course.
Well, I never was much good in Latin.
Oh, neither was I. I simply couldn't remember the difference between a gerund and a gerundive. What is the difference, Connie?
The difference? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes. A gerund is a kind of verbal noun to express the present infinitive active. And a gerundive is the future participle passive.
Yes, that's right. And what's the difference between the pluperfect and the...
Aunt Charlotte, Connie doesn't want to talk about Latin.
Oh, I love to talk about it. Just give me a chance and I'll talk Latin for hours and hours and hours.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Moore, Hollywood must be a very interesting place.
Oh, yes, it's fascinating.
Yes, but Connie doesn't go out much, you know. When she's not at the studio, she's busy with her hobby.
Hobby?
Hobby.
Oh, yes, my hobby. I tat.
Tat?
That's right, tat.
What's that?
Oh, you've heard of tatting. Tatting? Yes. You know, right now I'm working on the edging for 36 pillow slips.
My, isn't that exciting?
Well, what's so exciting about it?
Why, Jack.
Oh, excuse me.
But, Miss Moore, don't you ever have any fun?
Tatting is just loads of fun.
Oh, I mean, don't you ever go dancing?
Oh, yes, I love to dance.
Of course, Connie doesn't care for the new steps.
No. No, I just detest those new dances, like the,
The Charleston and the Foxtrot.
New dances?
By the way, Connie, before you go, you must give me your recipe for green tomato chutney. Oh, Connie puts up the most marvelous green tomato chutney, Jack.
Mm. You mean besides tatting? I can give you the recipe right now, Charlotte, but you'd better write it down, dear. It's rather long.
Well, wait till I get some paper and a pencil. Mm-hmm. There's one in this drawer.
That's a nice-looking dress you've got on, Janet.
Why, oh, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, that color goes swell with your eyes.
Oh, Jack.
All right, Connie, I've got the pencil now. Go ahead.
See, you know, Janet...
Oh, well, first
you... pardon me.
Yes. First, you wash one peck of green tomatoes and slice.
Mm-hmm.
Then peel 12 medium-sized onions and slice.
Mm-hmm.
I better write it out in full here. It's really quite long.
12 medium-sized onions.
Mm-hmm.
Go
then
ahead.
Then take 2 heads of cauliflower and separate them into small flowerettes.
Excuse me.
Remove the seeds from 3 green peppers and chop. Got it?
Green peppers and chop. Yes.
Wash and dice 1 bunch of celery. Place all in a preserving kettle. Sprinkle with salt.
Now, Robert, you run upstairs and tell Miss Moore, will you, Robert, and see if you can help her with her luggage.
Okay, Aunt Charlotte.
Evening, lady. Did somebody at this house phone for a cab to the airport? Mrs. Greenwood?
You've got the right house, young man, but the wrong idea. It isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sorry. Could you take this luggage out of the car and wait a minute or two? We're not quite ready.
Look, lady, I ain't supposed to hold a cab for nobody.
Oh, is the taxi here so soon?
Hey. Are you the one that's gone?
That's right.
Don't worry about nothing, lady. I'll hold the cab.
Charlotte, this is the first chance I've had to tell you, but you're positively a genius.
Nothing of the kind. It was that Latin you memorized that did
it. It wasn't the Latin. It was your recipe for chutney, and you know it. Nothing can blight a romance like green tomato chutney.
Or an onion.
Besides, the whole thing was your idea.
Oh, but you played the role. Now I know why you're going places in Hollywood.
You think Jack's gotten over it?
Not entirely, but he will.
Oh, he's a sweet boy. You know, by feeling the way he did, he really paid me a wonderful compliment.
Yes, he did.
Say, Connie, did you get all your luggage?
Yes, I did, Jack.
Excuse me, I'll go out and make sure the driver's got it all in the cab.
I'm sorry I couldn't take you out to the airport, Connie.
Oh, goodness, make nothing of it, Jack. I know you've got to take Janet to the dance.
Yeah. See, she's kind of expecting me.
Well, don't disappoint her. She's a nice girl, and she's the right girl for you.
Well, I'll be seeing you sometime, Connie. I get around a lot, you know. I'll probably get out to Hollywood for a visit someday. And...
Come here, Jack.
Huh? Hey.
Hey. Oh! Oh, my gosh. Oh!
Connie, you'd better get started. You'd better get started if you want to make that plane.
Goodbye, Charlotte, and thanks for everything.
Come again, Connie, and give my love to everybody in Hollywood.
I will, dear. Goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye, Jack. Goodbye.
Jack, say goodbye to Connie. Jack, come out of it.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Goodbye, Connie. Hey, I gotta get over and pick up Janet.
Well, first you better go upstairs and pick up a Kleenex.
Kleenex?
For what? There's nothing that makes as bad an impression on your girl as the impression of another girl's lipstick on you.
And now Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, I sometimes think there's nothing as remarkable as words. A sentence may preserve and hold forever the fragile, transient beauty of the dawn, may bring back memories grown dim, convey across 1,000 miles of land and sea the warmth of friendliness, the strength of love. Someone's whole world may be transformed by a little note or a simple message on a card, and the ache of loneliness made lighter by a phrase. Until next Sunday at the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying, so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'll just say, so long. So long.
Charlotte Greenwood Show with Hans Moore as our special guest. John Brown, Carol Tanner, and Edward Ryan, shared with the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, came to you from
the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.